Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The gun doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three here on this Tuesday, March 24th edition. For those of you who are precinct delegates going down to Novi, you may have gotten this text message like I did yesterday at 5:30 p.m. Phone number from Lansing, area code 517-275-4023. This race for Secretary of State has been flooded with misinformation, falsehoods, and the kind of behind-the-scenes tactics that define a Lansing insider politics. This message came on behalf of Monica Utuma. Again, in full transparency, accountability, disclosure, I have personally endorsed Monica. The text message goes on to read, "As we head into the convention, these attacks are escalating because our campaign is the clear frontrunner. This is classic Lansing insider behavior. When they cannot compete on the ideas or results, they turn to anonymous smears and coordinated hit pieces. Recent false attacks tied to individuals connected to the Forlini campaign are part of this playbook. They distort the facts and invent narratives. Until now, I've stayed focused on earning your support directly, but these claims require a response, which you can read here." And then there's a link. MonicaForMichigan.com is her website /response. To delegates and alternates, demand evidence, ignore the noise, and judge us candidates on our records. You can learn why I'm the right person for Secretary of State. Again, her website, MonicaForMichigan.com/why. Also, if you have any questions, call or text me anytime on my personal cell phone, 248, which is an Oakland County area code, 798-8076. Thank you for your time and your vote. Signed, Monica Utuma. Well, I clicked on the link for the response. Setting the record straight, as we approach the nominating convention, Monica Utuma addresses the coordinated attacks and misinformation that's targeting her campaign. Over the past several weeks, there's been a great deal of noise in this race, much of it fueled by misinformation, outright falsehoods, and the kind of behind-the-scenes tactics that have defined Lansing insider politics for too long. As we approach the nominating convention on Saturday, it's no surprise these attacks are escalating. As our campaign continues to solidify its positions as I am the clear front runner. We're going to call this exactly what it is. Classic Lansing insider behavior. When they can't compete on ideas, on their records, or results, they resort to whispers, anonymous smears, and coordinated hit pieces designed to mislead delegates and protect the status quo. I do not take this lightly. Throughout this race, I've been the target of repeated attacks and have even been falsely blamed for negative claims about other candidates, despite there being zero truth or evidence to support those accusations. Until now, I have stayed focused on what matters most, earning your support directly and demonstrating why I'm the best candidate to serve as Michigan's next Secretary of State. But based on the volume and nature of these claims, now requires a direct response. Let me be absolutely clear. I am not behind and have absolutely nothing to do with any attacks on any candidate in this race. If anyone suggests otherwise, ask them to provide proof. They won't be able to. Why? Because none exists. When I have something to say about an opponent, I say it directly, publicly, and with my name attached to it, which is exactly why the Lansing establishment is so worried about our campaign. Unfortunately, the same cannot be said about Anthony Ferlini's campaign. Recently, a blog post published by fake journalist Scott McMahon made claims that are categorically false. Because the falsehoods, Mr. McMahon contacted me directly after months of publicly attacking me on social media and posing himself as a journalist. That behavior, combined with the content of the article, raises serious questions about both his credibility and intent, especially given his known support for Anthony Ferlini. Simply put, no legitimate journalist publicly takes a side and then poses as an objective reporter. Additionally, Brandon Hall, who has ties to Mayor Mike Duggan and Democratic political circles and who has been hired to work for the Anthony Ferlini campaign, published a piece filled with false claims attempting to manufacture a narrative about my campaign. Earlier tonight, when this was put out, Ken LaCari, a known Anthony Ferlini operative, began texting out a new attack site that repeats Hall's false accusations and cites Hall as the source. Let me address that directly. My record in Michigan conservative movement is well established. The article attempts to draw conclusions from a single photo taken at a public event. It also falsely claims that a particular individual ran the door-knocking campaign for my 2022 Oakland County Commissioner's race. That is simply untrue. My ground operation was led by me, alongside with dedicated delegates and volunteers. I don't even know who the individual is that was referenced in the story. The article goes on to speculate about what role this individual would play actually in my administration. The answer is very simple. None. This person would have no role, no authority, and no influence in a Yatuma administration. However, this is exactly how Lansing insiders operate. They manufacture distractions. They push false narratives and hope delegates don't take the time to look deeper. But I have more respect for you than that. To the delegates and the alternates, I encourage you to look at the full picture, demand evidence, and evaluate each candidate based on their record, not rumors or smear campaigns. A photograph taken at a public event does not equal a relationship or even shared values. By that standard, many of us would be tied to people we've simply crossed paths in during public life. Finally, most importantly, I want to hear directly from you. If you have any questions or concerns or want clarity or anything you are hearing, do not hesitate to reach out to me personally. You can call or text me anytime. Again, 248-798-8076. I believe in transparency, accountability, and earning your trust the right way through honest, direct communication. I will continue to run this campaign the same way I always have, with integrity, focusing on delivering real results for the people of Michigan, not protecting the Lansing insider system. Thank you for your support. I look forward to seeing you at the convention. Signed, Monica Yatuma, candidate for Michigan Secretary of State. I just got a couple of text messages. Those listening on 97.7 FM, that during my reading of this statement by Monica Yatuma, we had an emergency alert system. Dell, if you're listening, my engineer, do you now believe somebody's monitoring my show? Yeah. Nothing to do with the weather, just an interruption during me reading this response. Well, one thing I want to say for the record, if you've got to run negative attacks, put out falsehoods. This Scott McMahon guy that she refers to, I've never met him. I don't know who he is in any way, shape, or form. But this is not the first time he's tried to pull this. I believe people have told me that he's related to Dennis Lennox and others. I don't care. I have always, on this show, fully disclosed my endorsement of Monica. I'm voting for her, and I'm voting for Kevin Kievsky. And this mudslinging has got to stop. It's disgusting, it's despicable, and anybody that does it, I don't want to have anything to do with them. Final segment today's show. We'll wrap this up. We'll be right back.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. Our Second Amendment rights are under attack, and as Attorney General, I'll make constitutional carry a reality and defend your Second Amendment freedoms. No more permits for law-abiding citizens to exercise the rights and protect their families. I've stood up for liberty. Now stand with me to make Michigan red again. Endorse me at the March Convention and safeguard our Constitution. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From noble new tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithin. Call 231-838-5571.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of today here on this Tuesday. Just got a good message from Miss Vicky. She's at work over at the Antrim County Clerk's Office. Says, today is our granddaughter Elizabeth's birthday. And for her birthday, she got engaged yesterday. Woohoo! All right, we're going to be going to a wedding. Good deal. I'll have to text her after the show. Miss Elizabeth, one of our 11 grandbabies, got engaged to a nice young man, and they're going to get married. So, great, great, great. More great grandbabies are coming. One of the things that I think that we need to do. And oh, by the way, Kevin Kievsky texted me during the show. They will be taking questions tonight during the tele-town hall meeting. You will simply be able to text your questions in to the moderator, and they will be taken in the order they were received. So again, precinct delegates, if you want to be on the tele-town hall meeting with Kevin Kievsky tonight, 7:30, Tuesday, March 24th, just text me AG throughout the day, today, and up until the event at 7:30 tonight, Tuesday. For those of you listening tomorrow morning, the event's already over. So don't bother to text me AG. And if I do send you the flyer, please share it with other delegates and alternates. Greatly appreciate you doing that. Now, again, I want you to pull out your July calendar. All four Saturdays are booked. Starting off with 4th of July, there's going to be a big America party down at Liberty Mountain USA in Clair County, Michigan. Mark Farner's American Band is the main event at the end of the night. And when it gets dark, we're shooting off a huge fireworks display. Saturday, July 11th, going to be the event for the golf outing for the Iron Pig. The third Saturday in July, July 18th, we're going to do the Fun Shoot Pig Roast in Antrim County. All the governor candidates will be invited. And then Saturday, July 25th, this is going to be a Michigan GOP fundraiser event, again, back at Liberty Mountain. That's going to be on Saturday, July 25th. Ted Nugent is going to be the main event band for that. There'll be all kinds of food trucks, big party, raising money for the Michigan GOP. Now, in talking with the chairman, Jim Runstad, the money is going to raise, going to help the state party eliminate its debt, and all the remaining profits are going to go to all 83 counties, county parties. So your county can buy tickets and make sure that you guys get reimbursed back to your local county party. When the ticket sales go on sale, we'll send you the information, the links. Right now, ticket sales are open for the Fun Shoot Pig Roast, Antrim County, Central Lake, 12 noon to 4 p.m., Saturday, July 18th. You can text me either Fun Shoot or Pig Roast, and I'll send you the link to the website, acconservatives.org. Ticket sales are there. All the information is there. All you got to do is read the post, and you'll be able to get your tickets online. Again, you text me Fun Shoot Pig Roast, and I'll send you the link. There's a yellow donate button. Just read the post. Do what it says. It'll open up our PayPal account, not yours, and you make the donation equal to the number of tickets you'd like to get. So mark your calendars. All four Saturdays in July, we got something planned for you guys. July is going to be a big, big party month. Main reason is because then August 4th is the primary. So I'm sure a lot of these governor candidates are going to want to come and talk with you guys before you vote on election day. So going to be a great summer. Looking forward to it. Hoping July is 80-degree weather, sunny and blue skies every Saturday. That would be awesome. One of the things that I do want to mention, we're working on a scholarship fund. As I get more information about it, we'll be making an announcement soon where this radio station and my show are going to work to raise money to provide scholarships for kids to get vocational training, alternatives to college. So as we get that information, we'll pass it along. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Have a terrific Tuesday, God willing. We'll see you tomorrow.